shame or self-aversion is the most pervasive type of contemporary suffering. And what this means is that for awakening beings of our time, people on the spiritual path, that paying attention to shame, paying attention to self-aversion, is a necessary gateway for awakening. It's not something to get rid of. Rather, the way we pay attention to self-aversion is actually the grounds of the path. It's alarming to me when I realize just how habituated we can get to this perception that something is wrong with me, to feeling fundamentally not okay. It's kind of like an invisible but toxic gas, and we're always breathing it, so we're not quite aware that down deep we've just assumed that something's wrong. And then belatedly we start realizing that we've been living out our days to compensate for this feeling, that our life has been wrapped around trying to avoid feeling bad about ourselves, to make up for not being okay. The way the Buddha described it, spiritual awakening always begins like this, with the recognition of where the suffering is, of really getting how painful it is. And then freedom becomes possible as we begin to relate to this suffering with mindfulness, with great love. Mindfulness and love are the two foundations of what I'll be calling radical acceptance. Radical acceptance, that embracing of our lives, is only possible when we're mindful, when we can see what's happening, and when we can hold it with great tenderness. So in this series of talks, we'll be exploring how to bring radical self-acceptance to the parts of our lives that we've rejected,